Hey everybody, it's Sophie. Okay, so on episode 123, I mentioned in the show notes that we were going to talk about Jamie Golden's skincare recommendations. And then when I went back to correct something in the episode where I had misread an ad code, I apparently deleted the last 10 to 12 minutes of that particular episode. So thank y'all for letting me know that. And I thought, well, here's what I will do. I will find the audio and I will post it by itself. So that's why we're going to call this episode 123 part 2. This is Melanie and me discussing Jamie Golden's Instagram story about her skincare routine. And I believe that that story is still posted on Jamie's Instagram. So please do enjoy this little nugget of content. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Now, listen, while we're talking about our podcast friends, which I didn't mean for this to be a podcast friend, I'm going to tell you that Jamie Golden has been putting up on her Instagram. And if y'all aren't following her, if you're a skincare or beauty product, like, I don't know, you don't even have to be a junkie. If you just have interest in that world a little bit.
If you have questions, I would say if you are seeking in that area of your life.
Yes.
And I will tell you that I texted her before I left town on Thursday, and I said, best drugstore concealer? Question mark. That's all I said. Best drugstore concealer. And she comes right back at me with Maybelline Age Rewind. Like, it's an encyclopedic level of knowledge that she has about this stuff. So I'm sorry to interrupt. Continue.
But you're so right. I mean, so last night she did like her best skincare, and I'm going to tell you, it sent me into some sort of tailspin. I mean, I first of all, I so admire her for having a 10-step skin process that she does on her face.
Well, that completely undid me, because you know how I felt about that. Well, I'm doing it all wrong. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes. But then I appreciate. So then in her feed, she's got people asking questions. So you can go through and read like the questions that people have. And I appreciate that in that somebody said, this seems like a lot. And she said, yes, I organize it by the order that I use it. And for a long time, I had to keep up post-it notes so I could remember what I'm supposed to use when. And I thought that is a level of skincare commitment that I applaud, that I admire. And
I'm intimidated by it. I'm not going to lie. I'm intimidated by it.
But her skin looks fantastic. You can't deny that she, I mean, it's working. So
you can't argue with success, people.
No, I mean, that's it. The results are right there. The proof is in the face pudding is what I'm going to tell you, which that sounds really gross, but I'm telling you, her skin looks great. So,
hey, and I just looked, by the way, in case the Insta stories have expired. Okay. Yes. So she's got it in her saved, you know, how you can save stories on Instagram.
Yes,
and I've never done that because I don't know. I wouldn't think to, but of course she's organized, and she's got it all saved under skincare on her Instagram highlight reel.
Yeah, but she talks specifically about some products that I was not aware of.
Yes,
by a line called The Ordinary.
Yes,
That are the most reasonably priced products I've ever heard of. I'm talking like $7 for like a retinol based whatever. They have fabulous reviews. So I've already ordered 3 different products from The Ordinary.
Well, and the other thing that she says was like she uses acids or something. I think that's the right word in the morning and retinols in the evening. Like that she even, like she's going to use her glycolic stuff in the morning and her retinol based products in the evening. I'm like, well, this is a level of consistency that I can't subscribe to in any area of my life, much less skincare.
No,
but
I know.
But yet she does it.
She does it. And I admire it so much. So I have been noticing, I went through a series of using my Dr. Gross peels and I've been out of them. And so I was really like at a point where I was like, I need some chemical exfoliation needs to be happening with my face. Mm-hmm. And so, cause the taping is going beautifully.
Well, I mean, so glad. I'm so happy for you.
Let me tell you, it really has helped significantly. And I'm so glad because, you know, next week we're going to Orlando to go to Harry Potter World. And, I really didn't want people to think I was in character with a lightning bolt on my forehead that I had dressed for the day.
Hey, by the way, are you using the band? or just the tape?
No, I'm just using the tape.
I felt like that band was going to give you a headache.
The band is problematic. I just don't think I can sleep with something. It feels like it's constricting my head. I mean, so I don't know that it's going to work.
It's wrapped around your head tightly.
Yes, that's exactly, because it's pulling the skin taut. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. the tape seems so much less intrusive. Mm-hmm. But I've ordered some of these Ordinary products, but I've also noticed that one of the things Ordinary sells is a rosehip oil.
Okay.
Which I still have my Teddy Organics, but next time I may order their rosehip oil just to see if there's a difference, if all rosehip oils are created equally.
Okay, so somebody asked us on Instagram, which, by the way, y'all, I am really not good at checking Instagram messages. Like, I struggle in a lot of areas of my life. Mm-hmm. This may be one of my top five areas of struggle. Like, I don't think to check them. I don't look at them. So I would say that's probably not the best bet. And now I'm scared to dig in there. What else have I missed?
Yeah.
But I do read Instagram comments. So just FYI. But somebody asked, like, or maybe they ask on Twitter. Like, Twitter's also a great place to ask a question. I'm just trying to, like, basic skincare after not taking care of my skin for a long time. Like, after sunbathing for lots of years. So, here's what I think would be interesting. Because Jamie had all that. And then she whittled it down to a 5-step process, if the 10-step mm-hmm. process. But I wonder if she had to whittle it down to 2. Like, if you had 2 steps, what would you do? If you had 2 skincare steps, what would you do? I know what mine would be.
I think you have to cleanse. Mm-hmm. And then I think you have to moisturize.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a mild cleansing soap. Like, I use one that I order from Cheeky Maiden Soaps that's got tea tree oil and all this stuff in it. And then a really good moisturizer. And which moisturizer then would you say? Because I wouldn't just say rosehip oil if that's all you're doing.
No, I think at that point, I mean, if I were only using one product for moisturizer and everything, I would go back to the SkinCeuticals Overnight Dry Cream.
Me too.
That's the best. That's hands down the best moisturizer.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Well, settled. There we go. Yeah. So Jamie did mention, though, that she uses that CeraVe, which you can buy at the drugstore, is her cleanser. And I've always been a Cetaphil person, just because it's mild and it's easy. But the CeraVe, I did not realize, also has hyaluronic acid, and it kind of plumps up your skin. So I think that I'm going to be going to Target today, and I'm going to try to incorporate the CeraVe cleanser into mm-hmm. my life.
Okay. So you ordered, what 3 things did you order from The Ordinary?
So I ordered a retinol product because I'm out. I have a little bit of retinol left, so I needed a new retinol product. So I ordered a retinol. I ordered a vitamin C product.
Oh, I love a vitamin C product.
Yeah, I know. Me too. And I haven't been using one recently. And then I ordered AHA BHA peeling solution. It's a 10-minute exfoliating facial that you only use like once a week, and you put it on and then you take it off. But it has, I'm looking at it because I'm going to tell you, so it exfoliates the skin's topmost surface, but it offers deeper exfoliation to help fight blemishes and improve radiance. But the formula, this formula contains a studied Tasmanian pepperberry derivative.
Sold. A Tasmanian pepperberry?
Yes, that has been studied. It's a studied Tasmanian
pepperberry. This is what you've looked for all your life.
It is, because I've always suspected that the Tasmanian pepperberries are the best.
They're the most effective of all the pepperberries.
Exactly right.
And everybody knows how good pepperberries are for your skin.
That's exactly right. And so it's supposed to help reduce irritation that's associated with acid use. And so I feel like certainly, and then this formula is further supported with the cross-polymer form of hyaluronic acid for comfort, vitamin B5 to assist healing, and black carrot as an antioxidant.
Black carrot and Tasmanian pepper berry. We have a winner.
Yep. Are you even surprised that I ordered it? But here's what I'm going to tell you. It's $7.20.
How can that be?
Well, because apparently they want good skincare to be affordable for all. And so at The Ordinary. So I'm super excited to try it because I was about to shell out because those Dr. Gross pads are expensive, but I think they're worth it. They work. And so I'll shell out the money, but I'm going to try this Ordinary for $7. I'm going to try the Tasmanian Pepperberry and see what we get going with it.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. So if you go to, we'll link to it, but it's a website. It's called theordinary.com. And so it's actually got like a regimen guide, a vitamin C guide. So it kind of walks you through like, so that's kind of what I did is like, here are the three products that I needed because I knew I wanted some sort of peel. I knew I wanted a retinol and I knew I wanted a vitamin C.
Well, I'm so happy for you. And now I'm going to have to go look. Because I didn't know that I wanted to buy anything, but now I kind of feel like I should.
Well, they just have so many different products. And I do think a retinol, I mean, that's if you're not going to use, I mean, if you could up your game to a three-step process, then I think you need to cleanse. I think if you're trying to combat wrinkles, then you've got to use something with retinol in it. And you can get that. I mean, they've got retinol products at the drugstore. Although if you can buy them for $7.20,
why would you?
I mean, that's it. And then a moisturizer, because I do think a retinol is key.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't use one because my skin's so sensitive, so I'm a little scared.
Well, supposedly these at The Ordinary, or they make them for, you can look at them and it'll tell you like how high strength they are and then how sensitive free they are. And a lot of their products, I'm just going to tell you, are nut free, they're vegan, they're gluten free, they're cruelty free. I mean, okay.
I'm on my way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's important. So anyway, so that's it. So Jamie Golden took me down that trail, to which I am forever grateful.
Yes. What a service she has provided for all of us.
I agree. I totally agree. So, she's the one that told me about Curology, which is what Caroline has now. She does her Curology and Caroline's skin is great. And it's all, I mean, ever since the Curology, like she didn't have breakouts and stuff, which is something considering number one, she's a teenager and number two, that she plays sports every single day.
That's true. I need to remember that too.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's good. So,
okay. Well, this has been, surprisingly with the rough start that we have, it's been surprisingly delightful.
It's gone pretty smoothly, I feel like.
It has. You haven't snapped at me?
No.
I've heard all your words ever since we switched over to Skype. Like, it's fantastic.
Maybe sometimes you just got to go back to your old school ways.
Maybe you do. Hey, and next time, y'all, we're going to do a little gift guide.
Yep.
So
stay. For the holidays.
Yeah. And we'll get that out before Thanksgiving somehow. Some way.
Somehow.
We will get that to you before the holidays. So
yes, we will. All right. Well, we'll see y'all next time.
Okay. We will see y'all next time. It's been fun, as always, to be with y'all. So bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.